Disclaimer, so this episode, D-Pod's mic is very glitchy at some point in the podcast. I'm sorry, we didn't hear it during the actual recording, but his mic does go berserk. So just be wary of that. Enjoy the podcast. There is no sponsored segment, so just enjoy the podcast. Have a great day. Welcome to the second episode of the Ion Beyond the Screen podcast. I am joined by three guests this time. D-Pod Dolphin, commentator for Ion, and welcome.
Hello.
Then we have the developer for Ion Racing, Epic Brother.
Hi, good evening.
And the F2 director, Sang Sam.
What's up?
All right, yeah, thank you for coming on for today's episode. Let's start off with Epic Brother. So what have you made for Ion so far in development?
So I mainly make car-related stuff, like cars, formulas. We use that type of stuff, you know. I made the F1 2010 car. I have made two or three cars for game for Avenue Vance. It's a development group led by Kashmir. I did some work on the i8 car. Did some work on the Formula E car. And that's about it. I don't really get assigned much stuff to do.
Alright, now to D-Pod. What's your favorite thing about commentating, but mainly about commentating Ion?
I think it's more just like how unknown everything is, because when you start a race, You know the results from qualifying and how that might turn, but you never know like what will actually happen in the race. For example, in Greece, you didn't know that there was going to be a massive pile up on the main straight. So you just kind of have to be prepared for anything, really. So technically, you can't really prepare for it. You just always have to be in the moment and you always have to pay attention. So it can be kind of not tiring, but definitely draining on your mental focus, because every second of every race, you have to be focusing on absolutely everything.
Wow, thank you. Now to Sang Sam. What's it like to like manage / direct F2 and also with British Aviator?
I wouldn't say it's like the biggest role in Ion possible, of course. It's not really that hard, is it? Just kind of announce things, say like, oh, session going on, lads, get on in it. So it's just session hosting, and that's really all there is to it. And especially with British, he's a very professional guy. I really like him, and it makes everything a lot easier, because especially with standings, because I'm dyslexic, so it's nice to have a guy who can actually read stuff and do proper standings.
Oh. Nice. When I was introducing you, Sang Sam, I forgot to mention that you also have a helmet business. I'd like to ask some questions about your helmet business. How is it going?
It's not really a business. I just kind of, I just ask people if they want a helmet, and they say like, yeah, sure, if you want to make one. I'm like, yeah, okay. It's just for fun, really. I don't plan on making it any business or anything. I just do it for fun.
All right. I'm gonna head back to D-Pod. Do you have anything exciting that you're working on for Ion in terms of the media team?
You see, that's a very difficult question to answer, because there is a lot of very exciting stuff coming. Some of which I'm not even going to like share with fellow media members. So I think it's something that most people, or something that I do say a lot, is that I am going to be upgrading a lot of my equipment, especially my PC, hopefully soon, just depending when everything slots together and actually arrives. So when that all does happen, the quality of pretty much everything media creates will definitely increase, especially the broadcasts and stuff, because at the moment we're having to use multi-PC setups in order to pin that all together, so it's like actually watchable. Because we know, especially a lot of the time, things lag and things don't always go to plan and we have very bad technical difficulties. So big performance increases are coming to media on my end, and we're also developing graphics, a lot more graphics, and also looking into hiring a couple more members for streaming and other things along the lines of that, but that's pretty much all I can really say.
Understandable. I'm gonna head back to Epic. So how did you get into development?
In June 2020, the Kashmir did an announcement that he was hiring 3D modelers, and coincidentally, I was around, and I decided to give it a go because I've never been a developer before, and I decided to give it a try. Kashmir was pleased with my previous work, and well, I got hired.
Nice. I'm going to actually ask you another question.
Sure.
So what are your plans for the future in Ion? Like, I'm not sure if you can actually say anything because it could be confidential, but...
Regarding my driver career or development?
Start with development, then do driver.
Okay, development? I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I just plan on staying as long as possible, and whatever task Kashmir gives me, do it and give it a try. And I don't know, not much to say about that. And then relating my road racing career in Ion, I plan to stay until season 4, season 5, around that. And then I plan on retiring and focusing more on school and stuff, and on graduating, and yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Sang Sam. So, would you ever design liveries?
Oh, I'd love to. It's definitely a thing I'd love to do at some point. But I just want to kind of start out small with helmets and then move up to liveries at some point. I've obviously been trying to make liveries ever since I joined, but all of the attempts have been, let's just say shite. So I'll just kind of make my way up from helmets and see if I can make a banger livery at some point, maybe for preseason testing or something. I'm not sure.
All right. Now I have a question for all of you. So we've seen for the past 2 years since Ion began, it's had a massive impact on the road racing scene. Starting with D-Pod, what do you think impacted the entire road racing scene with Ion?
I think just the quality and the actual professionalism that Ion brings to the community. Because you can see with a lot of other leagues, I'm not going to name any names, but your listeners probably know who I'm on about. They're just very, very immature and very unprofessional and, yeah, just don't really know how to handle themselves properly. So Ion coming onto the scene was really like a bit of an awakening for some of those people. Because, yeah, we're literally like now pretty much dominating the market with the leagues and the games and all of that stuff.
And the staff is very dedicated to their work and to the league itself.
Yeah, and I think we also have a really great, let's just say, bond with management. We all work really well with each other. And I guess definitely with Cash, he's really trying to implement himself into talking to us as well. We had that voice chat talk, I think, how long did it last? Like 4 hours? I don't remember. We just talked about stuff and it was really enjoyable. And I really thought we get to connect. And I think that really helps how we work together.
So yeah, Kashmir is a really communicative person and easy to work with and understand what he wants. And I think that's pretty important for a developer like me to understand what, let's say, the customer wants. Except Kashmir isn't really my customer, he is my boss.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to go back to Deepod about media. So, what do you enjoy the most about the media side of Ion? This isn't about commentating, just like the media side of it in general.
I'm not really sure I have a favorite part. Definitely some of the highlights are being able to produce stuff that hundreds and thousands of people see. On the internet, it's just like a bit of a privilege really to be able to represent Ion, because like I'm for the F1 and FE streams, I'm the person controlling the camera, I commentate and I also make the graphics for it, so it's almost like I'm the first person that people coming into Ion may now encounter. So it's, yeah, it's just a bit of a privilege to be able to actually draw people in and make good content.
Right, I'm gonna head to Sang Sam. What is some of your favorite helmets you've designed?
Oh, I haven't really made that many, to say the first part. Probably Cash Jonxus. I'm still working on it actually, but it's definitely been one of my favorites to work on because I get to be very creative. Because he's like, here are two colors you have to use and just do whatever you want. You know, the do whatever you want are pretty difficult, but I get to be a lot more creative, which I very much enjoy being. So I definitely say that one.
All right. Back to Epic. I've seen you driving GT3. So what made you choose GT3 as a series over like F1, probably not F2? Or even Formula E?
Back when nobody really knew who I was, I wasn't really into formula cars in general, in single-seater cars. So then I liked normal-styled cars, which GT3 cars were the... they were the most similar with my interests, and I decided to, you know, give GT3 cars a go, and it turned out I was pretty good in them, and I instantly got hired by my good friend Kaikera, which also happens to share the nationality with me.
Okay. So question for all three of you guys again. What is your most memorable moment in Ion?
Deepod, you go first.
Okay, I'll start then.
I've only really been in the Ion scene since the start of season 3 of F1. I've been around the community since around like Japan in season 2, but I've only really been a part of like official Ion business since the end of season 2, start of season 3. So I think my most standout moment would probably be Greece, just because of the amount of crashes and then that surprise win for Patrick Hero.
Right, Sang.
I've been here for a while now. I've been here since it was, I believe, the end of season 1. So I've had a lot of moments, but I'd definitely say my F1 P2 in Qatar in season 2. It was really a moment for me because through the season I didn't really have that many good performances, and then in Qatar I just banged and I was right on and I just hit my point. I was as consistent as I could be, and that was probably the best moment I've had in my career so far.
Well, my turn now. I'd say for me it was the GT3 win, tune double win in UAE. That was such a perfect race. I gotta thank the engineers, the whole team, everyone basically, the Ferrari team. Because I think they did a really good job and made the double win possible.
So this next bit is going to be another question for all three of you. But it's like, what should Ion improve on? It's not like saying like what's bad with Ion, it's just saying what could Ion improve to make the Ion a bit better.
Well, that's a difficult
one. They could pay me.
That's a difficult question. What is there really to improve? I guess better usage in Formula E, maybe.
Didn't they fix that?
Yeah, but it's a bit too easy right now. I end races on like 44%. But yeah, what is there really? I can't think of anything.
Yeah, me neither. I really can't think of anything.
You know, I'm not saying that Ion is perfect. I just can't, you know, I can't really make up anything that you know, could be better at the moment.
Deepa, do you want to go?
I'm going to stick with my original answer. Yeah, they should pay the media team. That'd be very cool. Thanks, Cash.
Oh, dear. So Deepod, what's it like working in a team with all the others, and like, how do you get along with them?
So, fun fact, the first ever broadcast I did for Ion was the season 3 livery reveal event, and for those of you who have watched it, I commentated over that with Shea, and we only actually like properly met each other like an hour before the broadcast. So I was commentating over that with him, and I hadn't even like properly spoken to him yet. So that was interesting. It was also quite fun. So a lot of the media team just kind of like slotted into place. We hadn't really like corresponded with each other before. Like, we had some staff and moderators and stuff, they came in and they'd already known each other for a bit, but like I was basically brand new, so I didn't really know. I knew a lot of people, but I didn't know them as like friends or whatever. So yeah, we all just kind of slotted into place, and we all work together relatively well. The stuff we make, like, I do graphics and I run streams. We also have Ben who runs streams, and we also had Deli who did streams before he left. So whatever role we really do, we always work like very efficiently together.
Okay. Now I'm going to get back to saying, Sam, how did you get into designing helmets?
Well, as I said before, it was kind of a thing after I got Photoshop. I just wanted to do something, and I thought, oh, helmets. I was like, okay, I'll just begin making those. So I did, and it's a very good experience for me because I get to really learn how Photoshop works and really prepare myself for when I have to do some more serious stuff with it.
Okay. I have another question for all three of you.
Sure.
It is, what are you predicting to happen next season? Because next season's going to be insane, because Dakar, it has retired. Patrick Curl's gone to Ferrari. Signings all over the grid, either that's F1, F2, GT3. So, what are you guys expecting?
There's going to be definitely a lot more action, especially in F1. The title fight is also going to be tighter than it ever was, since Dakar is no longer here.
Yeah, but you've got to take into account that the upgrades in the cars, they're going to make a big difference because, they're going to be carried over.
Yeah.
So you've got to look at those, because they first came in last season. So everybody is, beginning to get the better car, and we all know who's, got the better one, so we can kind of expect who does better in that car.
Yeah, but, Dakar won in a McLaren, so anything can really happen. No matter if it's a crappy car or a good car, skill is really all that matters. And I'm definitely looking forward to season 4.
Yeah. Do you anything?
Well, I'm just really gonna not try and predict anything this season, because last season it was very clear that we only had 3 people ever lead the championship, and that was with Kai Kara by 1 point over
at some point, and then we also had Patrick Kura lead it after France because of Dakar's double DNF. So once Dakar managed to get himself back into the first place position in the championship, it was pretty clear he was going to win it. But now he has retired, like you said, I don't really want to make any predictions or anything, so I'm not really sure what I'm excited for this season, the upcoming season, especially in F1, but I do know it will be very exciting.
Alright, that's basically all the questions I have for you guys. So for this episode, I'm going to have a little new section where each one of you gets to ask me one question. So, who wants to start?
Oh, no, I'm going to have to think.
Oh, shit, I'm going to have to use my brain now.
No, I'd have to think.
You really just did something there. Oh, God. That's difficult. How do you predict you'll do in the GT3 season? Because you got a GT3 seat, didn't you?
Yeah. With the Blaze Motorsports. I think I'm gonna just try to find my feet in the first season. I wanna try to get a point or two. So, but yeah, my main goal is just to find my feet. And then in season 2 of my GT3 career, I'll try and go for podiums and wins and all that.
I just thought of a very good question. Why did you decide to start this podcast?
Ooh. I was about to ask a similar question.
That is a great question.
I just plucked that straight out of your brain.
Man.
Why I started this podcast was to really engage the community. Because I've been listening to podcasts over 3 years now. And I've always wanted to host one, and Group Talk is basically dead. So I was like, hey, I'll start a podcast, I'll have some guests, I'll start with my good friend Ben, who was on the first episode and Dakar, and see where we'll go from that. And now we're on episode 2, and there's been some pretty good reviews about it, like saying, "Oh hey, not a bad idea, nice podcast," and yeah.
Yeah, you know, one thing missing with Ion is interviews, grit talks, and that type of stuff. That's really the only thing missing from Ion, I'd say.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I can definitely say that one of them holes are going to be patched up shortly.
Ooh. Wink, wink.
Okay. Well, here you go, you heard it here, folks.
Yep, you heard it.
Anyone's actually listening to this point.
You heard it from the man.
I'm not going to say what it is. I'm just going to say something is coming. It's going to be big.
Well, we can know that. But, you know, there's always something big coming.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, this is like proper big, not like new graphics big. This is like big.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, D-Pod, Epic Brother, and Sangstam for coming on the podcast for this week's episode. Thank you for listening if you've stayed this long. next episode will be featuring Indominus and Nyctobi, two Real Racing drivers. And we'll see you then. Have a great evening, day, wherever you are. Stay safe. Have a good one. We'll see you then.